We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's three guys who combined to play 15 seasons in the National Football League trenches. Well, two guys. And Mackie, who didn't do shit. This is the O-Line Committee.
Gentlemen, how are we feeling here? Now, Jay's like battling sickness, battling.
I'm fighting. I'm grinding. I woke up yesterday. I woke up with like a sore throat, stuffy nose, and I was like, not this weekend. No. So I called my doctor friend. I was like, I need you to call me in a Z-Pack right now.
Right now.
He was like, got it. Not a problem. Right? All pays to know people, man. You just got to know the right guys. So, come on.
My wife's a Z-Pack guy. Let's go.
Oh, dude, my wife's big into like the naturopath stuff. And I usually damn too. Like, I try and be like, but like, she was like, you're not even giving your body a chance. It's like, I don't have time. I was like, if I can get a Toradol shot, if I can get anything, steroid pack, I'll take anything. I just have
Let's
to get through the next 2 days.
I don't have time for this Eastern medicine.
Shoot it up. Yeah.
Dude, they don't get it. If it comes in a needle, I'll take it faster. Absolutely. Like, it's going
to
get there quicker.
I'm
in.
Heat it
up
in a spoon. Like, yeah.
They always tell me I have great veins, too. Like, you have great veins, honey. Like, you hit me.
Those things are highways. Oh, great. Yeah, right there.
Right there. Right there. Hit me right there. It's actually got to open. Yep.
Yeah. Pipelines.
Dude, by the way, yesterday I called Jay like 3-4 times. I told you there's work going on over here. It's an emergency podcast, but it's how it goes, okay? Yeah, it's always hectic and chaotic. I call him like 3 times. He doesn't answer. This is the first time in my life that I've had to call Jeremiah and he didn't answer. I thought he was dead. I had to call his wife and I go, where the fuck is he? And she's like, he's sleeping. I don't think he feels. I don't give a fuck. Wake him up right now. Literally calls me. Dude, what do you need?
What do you want?
I was on a 10 as usual, and he was at like a 2, and I just felt bad because I feel like I totally ruined the nap. But I gotta say, that fucking draft last night was incredible.
We're doing 30 minutes. Jay's got to get on the road.
Yep. I got to go pick up Bear Bear. Yeah, we got things to do.
So let's do a mic format. We'll go around the room and give our mics.
Here we
but
go.
It's incredible. It started chalky, like, oh, okay, it's kind of boring. And then the top falls. The first 14 picks were offensive players.
I told y'all. Love it. Nine.
We saw it coming.
Nine offensive linemen. I said eight on the pod the other day. I thought eight, but nine. Graham Barton sneaking in there at the late. Like, that was my question mark. Was
Tyler Guyton. Dude, there
I
was
knew Tyler. Dude, Tyler's got the Cowboys written all over him.
I thought Troy did. But then Troy went to the Steelers, and I was like, okay, I wonder who they're going to go for now. Like, it would, dude, it was intense. But now, let's be honest. The first mic has to be Atlanta not going with the defensive player, right? We just brought in a $200 million quarterback, and now we're going to draft one in the top 10. Like, literally.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so it happens, and I'm in by a bunch of people, and they all just are like, the fuck was that? I have no idea. And they're like, people are like, oh, well, they're gonna sit him for a while. And I'm like,
yeah, for a half
what?
Decade.
Yeah, what? Until a second contract, you're gonna sit him? Like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah. That I'm gonna be honest. I don't say this a lot. I thought that was fucking stupid. I thought that they should have went after a defensive player, been like, hey, because here's what they don't realize. Those two guys now sit in the same room, and all of a sudden, the weirdness of like, we just picked you in the top 10, but they just paid me $200 million. So who's it's like the Spider-Man meme. They just need one more guy to like all start pointing at each other and be like, yeah, dude.
I'll say this. If I'm Michael Penix, I'm upset.
Oh,
I'm upset, dude. I want to play. right? Like, I'm going to watch Caleb Williams, and I'm going to watch Drake May, and I'm going to watch Jaden Daniels. I'm going to watch all the other quarterbacks play this year.
You're watching all of them.
They're going to play, and you're going to sit there and chart.
Right? JJ.
And Kirk Cousins over the middle, and another interception. And like, that's all you're going to do all year. Right, and I got in an argument with someone. They're like, no, it's the Jordan Love model.
It's not.
It's not. I go, you draft a first round quarterback in the top 10 to build a Super Bowl team around them with him on a rookie contract. It does no good to have him sit for 4 years, pick up his fifth year option, and then play him and be like, well, that was a fun $25 million we just flushed down the toilet. Yeah. Like,
25? What?
Dude, it's absurd. It's absurd.
Well, and like, think about this, like, just to the Jordan Love thing, because people love to like use that as an example.
No, but not even close.
First of all, the biggest value of these quarterbacks is their contract.
Correct.
Because you don't have to be Patrick. You can be good enough, serviceable enough, Tua, right? Yeah. And your team's going to win 11 games because you can bring in Tyreek Hill.
You're going to pay everybody else, right? Now you're paying the quarterback.
In fairness to
the
Packers.
Does that make sense?
I hated the Jordan Love pick for the Packers for similar reasons, but you could justify Rodgers had like 1 year left. It was like short-term deals, and they were maybe going to move off of him because he looked like he was kind of cooked, and then he had a resurgence once they drafted Love.
Right.
So they kind of like, in retrospect, it looked weird. 6 weeks ago, the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins for $100 million guaranteed, and I love now, like, his agent came out. Kirk's finally good. We were blindsided by this. Which, by the way, dude, like, my thing on Kirk is you've been a quarterback for 10 years as a starter in this league. You have one playoff win. You don't get like the full control here. First of all, I agree. Like, it's a dumb draft pick,
dude,
but
if you pay someone that kind of money though, you do get to complain.
And then they drafted in the top 10.
They said, you're my guy. Like, Kirk had other suitors. Right. And Kirk got to sit there and say, I want to come here. Why do you like me? All this stuff. And I just looked it up. Michael Penix's contract is going to be worth $22 million.
Over four years.
Right, over 4 years. So now you're telling me that between Kirk and Penix, there's
$200 million
in that room. And Penix is fully guaranteed too, right? Like, his is fully guaranteed as a first-round pick. So it just makes a negative amount of sense. And my favorite's the video of Arthur Blank talking to, like, he's like, what just happened? He's like, well, what happened was. Like, here's what we thought was going to happen, and it didn't. And then we panicked. And then we picked Penix at 8 because we didn't know what we were doing. Like, that's exactly what that conversation looks like. And it looks like Arthur Blake's like, the fuck did you guys just do to me?
Like, so do you think, because there was reports before the free agency period, like a week before, reports that from the Atlanta local media that said, Arthur Blank is telling people in the front office, do whatever it takes to get Kirk Cousins. So he was clearly saying, was this the front office and Raheem Morris's sort of bleep you back to ownership going rogue a little bit?
We're going to get our guy.
I mean,
But what's the guy, Jeremiah just said it last week. The guy signing the check said, here we go.
But what's
the guy signing
all
the checks, paying the rent, paying the mortgage, said, this is what we're doing.
Like, I don't know.
That would be a stupid FU. No, I'm not even kidding.
It makes negative amounts of sense to me, right? Especially when Dallas Turner was still sitting there and Latu was still sitting
there. Nobody on the defense had been touched.
Yeah, Roma Dunze was like, go get Kirk another weapon, dude.
Dude.
You're not going to have Drake London. You're going to have Kyle Pitts and Roma Dunze. No,
dude,
let's draft a dude at 8 and sit him on the bench. What a terrible
decision. Let's let these two sit in the room all day together, too. And by the way, how do you think the rest of the team's going to feel about this? Like, all the young kids are going to be like, wait.
I know what's going to happen.
Oh, dude, it's
going to
be.
The team is going to love and gravitate toward Michael Penix.
100%. He's the young. But here's the other piece. What did we talk about with Penix? He's older. So now, like, if he was 21, okay, I kind of get the allure of like, oh, well, let him sit. He's 24. So if you're going to let him sit for 4 years, you can tell me that he's going to be like, oh, by 28, he's going to be ready to go. You hit 30 in the NFL, you're a dinosaur. Like, you don't just get to sit there and be like, oh, you'll sit for 4 years, and then once the arthritis kicks in, we'll throw you out there. Like, it doesn't work like that. It's just a mess, dude. Atlanta's a disaster. Kirk's agent coming out last night and be like,
oh, that was hilarious.
Blindsided. And I would have given all the money in my bank account to be on the phone when Kirk got that call. Hey, don't be mad. Don't be mad, Kirk. but we're drafting.
We're on the clock right now.
We're on the clock, and we're going to take a quarterback. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Like, just, hey, I wish I could just hear what Kirk said. On the
you know what he said. Because everybody does the same thing. They were probably like, he's probably like, oh, okay, cool. I'm telling you, in that moment, I'd have been like, are you out of your fucking mind? Do you not know how much you're paying me, and now you're going to bring this guy? I would have talked him off the ledge. I'd have been like, listen, I know you guys think you're smart. I'm the one making the money, though. Let's do this. Go get me a Dunze, okay? Yes. Go get me a receiver. How about this? Go get us a pass rusher. We could use one of those on the opposite sides. I would have seriously been like, don't do this. You're going to make the room very awkward.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, you guys. Like, it's been 6 weeks. I said this at the draft party last night, cheap pop, at the Purple Daily party. I said it took the Falcons 6 weeks to realize what the Vikings needed 6 years to. You're telling me if in the last 6 weeks, do you think if Kirk was an alpha dog in the hey, calling the GM, hey, I got some ideas. If he was really taking the organization by the horns internally and saying, this is my team now, we're going to win a bleeping Super Bowl, here's how we build this thing, that they draft his replacement last night, number eight?
Dude, no.
I think they got a whiff of Kirk in the last 6 weeks, a little bit. Achilles.
I mean, maybe he's not going to be healthy. Maybe that's part of it. Like, maybe they're like, oh, maybe he's not going to be able to play this year. Like, maybe
so
he's not going to be
money.
Back this year, right? He's not Aaron Rodgers. He didn't go down and see the ayahuasca gods.
Dude.
Right? That... He's just a normal guy doing his rehab by the book, right? Pushing it. But, like, maybe he's not going to be ready. And maybe that's why, we got to have a quarterback going in. Like, listen. Desmond Ridder, sorry, bud, you're gone.
Well, he's gone. Yeah, he's gone. He's gone. Yeah.
Listen. How awkward would this scenario be? Kirk's not ready. Penix comes in, destroys.
Balls.
Russell Wilson. You want to talk about a you're going to be sorry type of situation. Like, that's why this whole scenario doesn't make sense to me. I put myself in the room and I was like, okay, Kirk's my quarterback. What are we doing? Aaron Rodgers was towards the tail end of his career, right? And it was those one-year contracts, and it was kind of like him in the front office battling back and forth, and it was like you knew the front office was going to win and be like, no, we got you. Here's your replacement, right? This is you just cultivated this dude to come to your team. You were like, we'll give you whatever you want.
You tampered.
You illegally took this dude, and then you turned around and were like, don't be mad at us. We're going to do something else really stupid.
Idiots.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta, you are on the rise. I got Tampa all the way this year in that division, by the way. Tampa all the way. Let's go, Baker.
I mean, I just want to know, like, he's going to get interviewed today, right? They're going to fly him out on the jet. Right? They're going to fly him out. They're going to put him in front of the media, and they'll be like, what do you think? He's going to be like, I mean, Kirk is the starter, I guess, right? Like, that's going to be he's going to be coached the second he walks off the plane and be like, don't say you're the starter. You're not here to compete.
You're not even here to compete, dude.
listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
The number eight.
I can't wait to learn behind Kirk Cousins. Now repeat after me. I can't wait.
Say
it
100 times. I'm here to serve Kirk Cousins, make him better in
every way. Write it on the wall.
Say it like you believe it, damn it.
I will do everything I can to help this team win and supporting Kirk Cousins fully. I do not want to compete for the starting quarterback role.
Number eight. Could have had something else. And instead, you're telling this kid, don't be mad. You're not going to play for a long time.
I mean, I know we're beating a dead horse, but I just think it's
hilarious.
So funny. I think it's
hilarious. So funny.
Like, as soon as
it
happened last night, I was like crying. I was like, there's no way this actually happened. Like, and then just following the reports and like Schefter and McCarthy, like, it's just like, this is like a reality TV show. We just can't escape Kirk Cousins.
This is great.
All right. Next Mike. Jay, next Mike.
Oh, next Mike is going to be our boy Joe Alt. Booney's protege, right? Booney trained the number one tackle in the draft this year. I'm proud of him and Bill Willey and those guys over at Training House. They did a great job. And that's a huge accomplishment, right? I mean, that's a big thing. And wish Joe the best. I've got to know him a little bit over the time. But, yeah, number five overall to go to the Chargers and play left or right tackle. We're unsure yet.
Yeah.
But I think that's awesome. And then I just loved seeing the O-lineman go in the first round. Right?
Nine of them, dude.
I mean, I told you, it's a top-heavy class, and there's still so many good ones on the board.
Yes, there is.
Right? I mean, you start talking about the guys that are left. You have Jaxson Powers that's still out there. You have Zach Frazier that's still out there. Like, a lot of interior
Cooper
guys.
Beebe.
A lot of interior guys are going to get their names called today. Right. No, you're going to see a lot of interior guys go, and there's even a few tackles left, like Patrick Paul. Right. Like, so it's just, it's good. It's fun to see. But I do think the second round is going to be loaded with defensive players.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think because there's going to be a lot of dudes that have first round grades that of a defensive side that just didn't get picked. And
right.
I mean, if I'm the Buffalo Bills sitting there going, man, I can get Cooper DeJean right there. But that's going to be my second, Mike, is Buffalo. What are you doing? I love you, Brandon Bean. I love you, Sean McDermott.
Trading all the way out?
But you can't trade to the team you can't beat.
For like, an electric athlete, by the way. Xavier Worthy.
And you're going to let them go get the fastest dude on the planet, right? Yeah. And be like, oh, yeah, remember that whole Tyreek Hill thing that we couldn't just throw the ball really far down the field? We just found our stretch game, right? Mm-hmm. And they have Hollywood Brown. I saw a post today, though, that was like Hollywood Brown, 4-2-7, Xavier Worthy, 4-2-1. And then it was
Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice, 119.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Like, oh my god, they're like speed in Kansas City, baby. But like, and then to trade out of the first again, like I get it. They're in cap hell. They're in cap hell, and they need to accumulate younger players on rookie deals. And if they didn't feel like they wanted Leggett. Or they didn't want Worthy and they were in love with a defensive player, it makes sense to get out of the first. I also saw a report that they wanted to get out of the first because now they have all day today to potentially trade for Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk. Right. Ooh. So if that actually does happen, that's a good move by Brandon of getting out of the first to hold on to those picks in the second to try and package something up. But they have to do something at the wide receiver position because right now Josh Allen's thrown to Shakir is his number one and Curtis Samuel. That ain't going to do it in that division, man. Ain't going to do it.
Yeah, no, yeah, tight end, but like, yeah, they don't have like a number one at this point.
But I mean, you bring in a great point.
They have Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid, and other than that, like, that's it.
But if you're right, if you're going to trade all that capital to go get Brandon Ayuk, I think that's a great idea. Like, that's smart. And at the same time, you get some defensive players.
I text one of my buddies, a beat reporter in Buffalo. I go, how you doing up there? And he just goes, fuck me. And I was like, yeah. Wow, dude. I got you, buddy. I got you. Because like they threw a draft party, like just like you, right? Like they threw a draft party, and they were like, trade out, trade out, trade out. Then everyone just went home, right? No draft
Could
pick.
Could you imagine?
Right?
They had to know
that. Buffalo, I guarantee you everything got lit on fire. Everything got flipped, lit on fire.
People are not happy. People are not happy. Riots in the street.
But I mean, it's a reset year for them, sort of. I mean, they're still going to be competitive, but
I have to go back. Joe going number five, super exciting, especially because Jeremiah played there, and the coaching staff there makes me so excited about what's going
to
happen there.
How are you going to let him screw up the call to Harbaugh, by the way?
What are you talking about?
When Harbaugh goes, who's got it better than us? And he goes, no one. It's nobody, dude. How are you not going to coach him up for that, Alex? That's a ding on you. That's a ding on you for not having him ready for that call.
Shame. Shame.
That is shame
that's me.
On
that's
you.
Me. That's
you
me.
You have to wear that.
That is all me.
The answer is nobody. Nobody.
I am really sorry. Sorry about that one. My bad. My bad. But no, honestly, the whole what Harbaugh's doing out there, it's going to be the Niners all over. They're going to be running the ball, play action off of it. They're going to be beating everybody down. Rashawn Slater, I was talking to the O-line coaches, how excited I am to see what their offensive line is going to look like. Got Goody out there coaching the quarterbacks, G. Rose back, Hardwick. Dude, it's going to be such an awesome time. And then you talk about that division, like just talking about the guys that he's going to have to play is super awesome. Like Max Crosby, dude,
he's just got
Chris Jones.
Weapons.
Dude,
get
like
some weapons because Quentin Johnson can't. He's not.
Oh
he
no,
can't be,
I agree.
Can't be the guy.
I agree 100%. But dude, it's going to be so exciting, and I know that he was excited being with him last night. He was super excited. He got to meet his family. Super awesome people. Like just super down to earth. It was awesome time. And dude, shout out to Marcus Freeman. I got to see him again for the first time in a long time. Notre Dame head coach. We were teammates. And I were talking, and his wife comes over, and she's like, oh, my God, hi, I'm Marcus's wife. And Marcus is like, oh, this is the BB gun guy. And I'm like, motherfucker, you told her about the BB gun incident? Every time someone's like, oh, yeah, I know Marcus, I'm like, oh, my God, did he tell him the BB gun story? Shit,
can you tell the BB gun story?
No, I can't tell the BB gun story, but he loves to tell everybody.
I don't know the BB gun story.
We were neighbors in college, and we had a party one night, and a BB gun was brought out, and somehow it accidentally went off a couple times, and the car windows in Marcus's car were just completely shot out, and we had no idea. And then the next morning, he was like, dude, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, shit. Oh my God, I didn't realize you were parked over there. And it just all – he was so pissed.
This is why Alex, the greatest guy in the world. This is why
Alex
went undrafted, actually.
Oh, so true. These stories get worse.
You could write a book on what not to do, to not get drafted in the NFL.
Yeah.
But now we're on the other side. Now you got the fifth overall pick.
Have you ever seen I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell?
Yes.
Yeah.
I read that as soon as I went into the NFL, and I was like, does somebody write this about me? I was like, what a fucking story. Like, I was very nervous. But shout out to them. But, yeah, dude, I agree with you. Buffalo trading out. I hope they get the capital to get a receiver, because if not, Josh Allen's going to be super pissed, dude. Like, it's traded away Stephon. We need something here.
Long term, like, they're transitioning. I mean, they're going to they'll find weapons at some point here.
They will.
It's just they're stuck because they're drafting so late while they're trying to transition. And they might have to take a step back to 10 wins and a wild card. It's not going to be a disaster because there's still enough good players.
With Josh, I mean, you're going to put yourself competitive with Josh. It's just you got to rely on the run game. I think they probably draft a tackle.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Cool too.
Okay, my first mic for you guys. I might, if we have time, I definitely have a second one, but it's CTE ESPN.
What happened?
Everybody mocked Antonio Brown's CTE ESPN. This is a clickbait Twitter account. This is all fake. He's putting out screen grabs of people's text messages, and he was saying all week long, teams are trying to trade for Justin Herbert.
Yep.
And sure enough, Adam Schefter came out during the first round last night. Adam Schefter, not CTE ESPN. ESPN's Adam Schefter, and he said the Patriots and the Vikings in recent days put phone calls into the Chargers about Justin Herbert. And I don't know if they made official offers, but it was a thing. Like, teams knew how much Jim Harbaugh loves JJ McCarthy.
Yeah.
And
they
were saying, well, I mean, if you guys are just going to hand the ball off, I mean, you could draft JJ at 5 and give us Justin Herbert. So the Patriots and the Vikings were sniffing around Justin Herbert. CTE ESPN was correct. Stop mocking them.
We'll see.
I mean he's staying now, obviously. He's not getting traded. I would assume at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it was 1 year removed, right, one more year on his contract, it would have been a much different story. He's just got too big of a dead cap hit.
Once you said Darrisaw's name, I was out. They're not trading Darrisaw. I would never believe that would ever happen. They weren't like, hey, you give us Justin, and you take Darrisaw.
Here's a question. I have a question for both of you.
I'm going to answer.
Who is going to be the best quarterback out of this class in their rookie year?
I have a strong take on something here.
I kind of do, too.
Strong take. Go.
Let me answer it through a prism first here, because I know you're out on J.J. McCarthy, and you've got other guys ranked higher. But let me say something here. I think Drake May became a likely bust last night because of where he got drafted.
Yeah, we talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
I think he's wildly talented, and it sucks that the Patriots drafted him because they have no weapons. They have a first-year defensive head coach. It's not the dynasty 25 years. Like, he's coming in to save the franchise and replace Tom Brady, basically. And it's just too much to ask for that situation. So I think it became a lot more likely Drake May busts last night. And I think it became a lot more likely JJ McCarthy becomes a really good NFL quarterback, because the Vikings don't need him to save the franchise. Come on in here, hang out behind Sam Darnold. You're a good kid. We like your leadership. Literally sit the first full year if you want to. You're 21 years old. Build a chemistry with Justin Jefferson. So situation and circumstance is so important. After seeing where these guys went, I would give J.J. McCarthy a better chance to be a top 10 quarterback than Drake May. That's my hot take.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, I was going to say Caleb Williams, but you went all the fuck in because of...
No, I mean, Caleb's... I think Caleb's number one.
Caleb's going to be one because of the Romeo Odunze.
Roma Odunze, with that, DJ Moore.
DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, like, DeAndre Swift. Dude, is there anybody else you want to give this guy? Like, I will say this. The Bears, in my opinion, took a massive step forward yesterday. Yes. And they were like, listen, we understand we need a quarterback, but we also need to give this quarterback weapons. They have a good enough offensive line. They have a good enough defense. Now you can turn around and start building some other pieces around this team. But when you draft a quarterback and a receiver in the first round together, dude, special things can happen, especially because I like Rome. Dude, I think he's badass.
I love Rome.
I think he is one tough dude. You talk about coming to the right division. Like, this is going to be a very tough division. The Lions go out and get a cornerback. Like, dude, it's going to be one of these things where it's going to be fun.
Roma Odunze is going to be everyone that wished what Chase Claypool could
have. Agreed.
Right? Like, the big
tough
body,
physical. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I watched him all year because I watched a ton of Washington tape, and he is just the full package.
Agreed.
Right? And then you pair him with a veteran, right? I think that's one of the reasons Keenan Allen, they made that trade, is they want a veteran in that room of young players, right? DJ Moore, kind of in that middle of his career. You now have Roma Odunze. Keenan's on the back end of his career, a nasty route runner, like just a savvy vet. You put all that together, and I bet you they take some moves into bolstering their offensive line. But here's what you have to remember about the Bears. They only have three more picks. They don't have anything after the fourth. So they have a second, a third, and a fourth, and that's it, right? So the weapons are going to be what they're going to be at this point, right? Because you're not really – you're going to get one more weapon in the second, but I bet you they go defense.
For sure.
Right? They're going to go a defensive player, and then from then it's going to be what's going to be, and it's just going to be like, all right, Caleb, what do you got?
That division is wild right now. It's so Lions and Packers emerged. You could say the worst team in that division right now on paper might be the Vikings, and look how loaded their roster is.
Just because they're – yeah, just because of a rookie QB. But I think the difference between the Vikings and the Bears for me is the defense. Like, the Vikings defense lost some pieces. It added some pieces in the draft last night. I think Dallas Turner was a fantastic
I thought it was a great ad.
How about that video of Kwesi looking at KOC going, we're getting Dallas. And he's like, what's happening? But no, I thought that was a great pickup. But yeah, I mean, the NFC North is going to be a wild time next year. Right, I think it's gonna be a wild. I still think it's Detroit's division until someone knocks them off. But
agreed.
it's gonna be a wild time.
Yeah, man. Hey, before we shout out our final mics here, let's first shout out our new friends at Aura, gentlemen. Okay.
Yes.
So you think that the 9 offensive linemen drafted last night are all about protection? We're all about protection and security of your data on the internet. Have you ever put your name into a Google search, for instance? Like, put your full name in. You'll see home address, health records, relatives information pop up.
Mug
it's
shots.
Kind of unsettling. Google Alex Boone.
Don't.
Google Alex Boone BB gun story.
Yeah.
See what happens. This is where Aura comes in. They show you which data brokers are selling your information and automatically submits opt-out requests for you. Like recently, AT&T revealed that over 73 million customer records of both current and former customers were released to the dark web. Well, that could be bad for you. Aura comes in to help make sure that you can opt out of anything that you need to, strong passwords, monitor account activity, et cetera, et cetera. So also parental controls are key through Aura. Aura, extremely easy to set up, very affordable. As you saw on the screen there, aura.com/O-Line Committee to start your free 2-week trial. You can also help the show out when you do a 2-week trial. Aura.com, that's aura.com/O-Line Committee. To start your free 2-week trial, link in the description on the YouTube channel, boys.
Can I
last
just
couple
say,
minutes?
Can I just
Alex,
say something?
Can we have Alex read it next time? I want to have. Oh, I want to hear Alex recopy.
Listen,
tip of the pair, maybe.
I wish that you guys could have all come to at least one of my house parties in college, and I mean, you all would have had a blast.
Oh,
a blast!
There's no doubt.
Oh,
there's no doubt.
We had fun. Okay, so. I don't feel as bad about the BB gun story because Marcus was at the party originally. I think he just went home. And then he woke up in the morning not very happy. And so
Listen, college was a wild time. I had a buddy that put a pickaxe through a buddy's window. Like, yeah, things get wild.
Things happened. Yes.
Large, big alpha males, and you throw a bunch of booze involved with it. Wild things happen.
So what do you guys do in Lincoln, Nebraska? Well, there's Cornhusker football and pickaxes.
And
pickaxes.
Beer.
Dude, and lots of Bush Light. Blue Yummies, as we referred to them
Bush Light? Oh, dude, Bud Light. Bud Light was my drink.
You get the nice For the Farmers can. Oh, yeah.
We did the hunting
season, they turn orange. It's great.
We did the natty for a beer pong in college.
What are you, in high school?
Natural ice.
Natties. Yeah.
Dude, natty ice? What are you insane?
We couldn't win natties at the U of M. Minnesota wasn't winning natties. So we were poor natties.
We did a power hour with natty's best ice one time, and I vomited everywhere. Oh. That beer was horrific. All
right. Hand of God, I did a case race at a beer Olympics by myself one time, and I won.
I believe it.
When I said I had fun, it was fun.
Did you guys ever do Edward 40 hands?
Yes.
Yes.
And it was with the OE.
Couple or you'd have like the mold
40, yeah, and you just duct tape them to yourself.
Duct tape them.
Can't go to the bathroom until you at least get rid of one of them.
And the newbie never figured it out until they were like, "Can somebody help me?" And you're like, "No, finish." It was the best.
Good.
Anyways,
round two, baby.
Final takes. Any final takes before we say goodbye here?
I think we're gonna see a lot of defensive players go round two.
For sure.
I think that there's gonna be a lot more trades rounds 2 and 3 with people trying to accumulate picks for next year. Because the back end of this draft is not great. Talking with all the teams like I have, they're like, dude, after the top 100, complete crapshoot, right? There's going to be guys that have PFA grades that are getting drafted in the fifth versus next year with the collision course of the COVID kids and the kids that don't have a COVID year and have to come out, this draft class is going to be loaded in 2025. So I can see teams trying to accumulate a bunch of picks on the back end of this draft to try and stave up for next year.
Yep. Love it.
All right, boys. Great little emergency episode today.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Welcome to the league, rookies. Yeah. Get ready.
Welcome
for
the to
finals.
The Thunderdome,
yeah.
Bitches.